It's Thursday, the 18th of September, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. The BCX Transformation Summit 2025 concluded in Windhoek after spotlighting how innovations such as cloud computing, cybersecurity, the Internet of Things and artificial intelligence are reshaping industries and unlocking fresh opportunities. Angie Scholes has the report.
The BCX Summit concluded in Windhoek and brought together technology leaders, experts and businesses to explore how digital innovation can drive Namibia's future. Highlights included Cloud Without Limits, which unpacked how cloud solutions can unlock new digital possibilities, and a fireside chat with Palo Alto Networks on using hyperscalers and artificial intelligence to deliver precise cloud-based security services. Tales added insights through a session on From Compliance to Confidence, sharing practical data security use cases.
The Namibia Cybersecurity Incident Response Team has flagged an alarming increase in cyber incidents, recording over 549,000 vulnerabilities and 843,000 events during the second quarter of this year. According to Mufaro Nesongano from the Communications Regulatory Authority, the surge reflects growing threats from ransomware, botnets and phishing scams.
The Namibia Cybersecurity Incident Response Team, better known as NAMCERT, housed at the Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia, CREN, has released its second quarterly report for 2025. NAMCERT stresses the need for stronger defenses, including multi-factor authentication, awareness, and secure digital practices. Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility, and all stakeholders must work together to protect Namibia's digital economy.
News on Once, Envalde Mateus reports that Head of State Netumbonandi Ndaitwa has called on the mining industry to support her target of creating more than 500,000 jobs in the next 5 years. She highlighted the need to channel mining revenues and strengthen value addition to tackle unemployment and inequality.
Speaking at the State House on Wednesday during a meeting with a delegation from the Chambers of Mines, the President acknowledged that mining is traditionally capital intensive with limited direct employment opportunities. She however stressed that with value addition, the sector can unlock downstream industries and generate more jobs. Proceeds from the mining should feed into agriculture and other labor-intensive sectors, which hold greater potential for sustainable job creation.
Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu yesterday ended a six-month emergency rule in Rivers State, restoring the governor and other officials after declaring that a constitutional crisis had been resolved. Reuters reports that the emergency, imposed on March 18, stemmed from a standoff between the state governor and the state legislature that blocked budget approvals and stalled governance. Tinubu said the intervention was needed to avert anarchy. The U.S. Federal Reserve has cut its benchmark interest rate for the first time this year and signaled two more to come. The Fed lowered lending rates by 25 basis points as widely expected. Kate Fisher is in Washington for us.
A significantly more conservative outlook from the previously estimated three. Fed Chair Powell described today's cut as risk management rather than a direct move aimed at shoring up a weak economy, emphasizing the need to support the labor market. He downplayed the risks of the Trump administration's tariffs on inflation, saying the pass-through to higher consumer prices has been small so far. But he says the economy's future remains up in the air, adding that there are no risk-free paths and that it's not incredibly obvious what the Fed should do.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.